I'm John Erickson Tata, and I am still celebrating Easter. And it's all about joy and hope, isn't it? The resurrection is the best part of the story of Jesus. I mean, you think about it. Up until the resurrection, everything's hard. For Jesus, there was so much misunderstanding and betrayal. Disappointments, heartbreaking circumstances. People just didn't get it. They didn't get him, even when he was impaled on a cross. But then, the resurrection, and light dawned dazzling with hope and joy. Just like 1 Corinthians 15 says, "For if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. We are of all most people to be pitied, if he did not raise from the dead." But Jesus did burst out of the grave, imparting new life, fresh hope, joy eternal. And this week, I am experiencing new life and hope and joy, much, much more than ever before. And I better explain why. You know that I've shared with you about my battle against this reoccurring cancer, and it has not been easy. Surgery on that second tumor, anti-cancer drugs, awful side effects, and then 35 rounds of radiation on my fragile lungs. I confess, I was worried and more than a little anxious. It wasn't that I didn't trust God for allowing my cancer to come back. I just didn't get the part about 35 sessions of radiation. I mean, lungs are a fragile part of everyone's body. I looked it up, and together, get this, the lungs contain almost 1,500 miles of airways, which, if all that tissue were laid flat, it'd be the same as half a tennis court. The lungs contain nearly 500 million little alveoli. Alveoli are those tiny little air sacs through which, when you inhale, oxygen passes into the blood. And radiation, I learned, can damage those fragile air sacs, causing them to slightly thicken, which in turn prevents the exchange of oxygen so that you can exhale all that bad stuff. I thought for sure my breathing would weaken, my lungs would be damaged, my days of, well, frankly, even speaking to you over the station, I was afraid it'd be finished. But last month when I completed that last round of radiation, honestly, it felt like my resurrection. All had been doubtful up until that last session under the X-ray machine, but when the radiologist saw my final scans, smiling and giving me the double thumbs up, I took it to mean that my lungs did not suffer undue damage. And that was a breath of fresh air, like inhaling fresh hope, and the kind of joy I'm going to be experiencing for eternity. Having my lungs back was like getting new life. And I can say I have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We are so fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, look, I know that one day I'm going to die of something. It's the way of all flesh. No one's getting out of here alive. But for now, for today, I'm not dying of cancer. Maybe in the future, but not now. I'm breathing good. And it's why last Sunday, when we sang of the resurrection, up from the grave he arose, no guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me, I was praising the Lord for being the air that I breathe. He's the breath in my lungs, and I pour out my praise. I pour out my praise. Oh, friend, we just celebrated Easter, right? And there are plenty of reasons you can praise God. For me, though, the resurrection is like drawing in, inhaling a deep breath of pure air and enjoying its life-giving energy. Can't make it without air. And as Christians, we can't do it without the resurrection. It's part of what it means to enjoy the goodness of the Lord Jesus in the land of the living.